I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Could be a case of good news, bad news in Ukraine. Seems like the conflict there is finally on pause. A ceasefire agreed 2 weeks ago is now largely holding despite occasional skirmishes. But the big question is, how long will it last? U.S. intelligence believes a new operation could be launched by pro-Russian rebels in the spring. The goal? To take the seaport city of Mariupol, in an effort to open a land corridor to Russian annexed Crimea. That's what President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, told the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday. Michael Birnbaum is Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post. How is that kind of talk going down in Moscow, Michael? I mean, James Clapper is basically saying the ceasefire is bogus and the pro-Russian side is going to just keep on pushing through.
Well, Russian officials certainly do not appreciate that kind of rhetoric coming from Washington. They say that it's destructive to any chances for peace and that it can only lead to escalating on the ground.
So what is the significance of the city of Mariupol?
It's useful for two big reasons. One, of course, it could be part of a land bridge between Russia and Crimea, which Russia annexed a year ago and is cut off from the Russian mainland. The other use of Mariupol is simply as an economic port, an economic hub for the pro-Russian rebel proto-state that's currently forming. It would be very helpful for them to have Mariupol just to be more economically sustainable.
So there are already reports we're hearing that pro-Russian forces are moving heavy weapons close to Mariupol. What are you hearing?
Well, there are mixed reports. The Ukrainian side says that the rebels are indeed moving heavy weapons toward Mariupol. The rebels themselves say that they're simply pulling back heavy weapons from the front lines. And other reporters on the ground have said that they've seen at least some heavy weapons on the rebel side, not moving toward Mariupol, but indeed moving closer to the Russian border, further away from the current line of conflict. And the Ukrainian side itself also, in the last day, has started to pull back its heavy weapons. That's a good sign, a good initial sign for this ceasefire. But there's been an awful lot of violence since the ceasefire was supposed to have started a couple weeks ago.
So the smart people that you trust in Moscow, what do they say is going to happen next?
Well, you can't trust anybody in Moscow unless you're talking to Putin directly, because he's the one person who seems to know what Russia's strategy is about Ukraine. But what you can see on the ground right now in Ukraine is a quieting somewhat of the hostilities, of the violence, but a worsening of the economic situation in Kyiv and in the whole country. The currency this week dropped a tremendous amount. The country is close to going broke. Russia is threatening to cut off natural gas to Ukraine as early as Tuesday. And essentially, the pressure has diminished in terms of the war, but it has increased in terms of the economy. And the goal on both ends seems to be to undermine Ukraine's current pro-Western government and its president, and to push Ukrainians themselves to switch their leaders, switch their government to something more pro-Russian.
Michael Birnbaum, Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Marco.